told the guys, hey, we've got a show, let's get together, and they repeatedly were just flaking out on me, Johnny and Ty. Brandon, of course, wasn't. And after a long time, I finally said to Johnny, you know what, I know you've been trying to make these practices, and I get that you're busy, so we're just going to do it as an acoustic show. At that point, not hearing from Ty at all.
Yeah.
I show up at that show. He was playing bass in another band the same night at the same gig. So I went, guess whose ass is fired, dumbass? You fucking asshole. So, yeah, we kicked him out.
Right? Wow.
Yeah, so.
And how long ago was that?
7 months, 8 months.
That's been a while.
Long, probably even longer than that.
Have you done like ads in Craigslist or anything like that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I've got a couple bass players that wrote back, and then when I responded, just didn't.
Wait, hold it. Extra Team Power, welcome to the episode. I'm Tony.
I'm Jesse. Yeah. Let's not. Yeah, okay, yeah.
No, I'll cut out all the details, yeah, but.
That's fine.
So. No luck at all.
None whatsoever.
Have you done something on eBay?
eBay? What the fuck are you talking about? Priceless.
Do kind of a reverse eBay thing. Hey, come play bass and we'll give you this lovely vase that's haunted.
Yeah, right, with the ghost of a Chris Farley.
Bass players are hard to come by, man.
Impossible. Because
good, I could play bass, but it would be four notes.
Yeah, right. I mean, finding a good guy who knows how to play bass really well is
to
fucking
be part of the rhythm section.
Right.
I guess is part of the requirements.
Yeah. Wow. So, yeah, no, it's fucking ridiculous. So we have not, yeah, we don't have anybody. It's just Brandon and I still. Drummers have, I've talked to drummers, and then they've just not responded to me.
Yeah.
Same thing with bass players. So,
you know, I've heard this so often that there are times when I think, maybe I should really learn to play bass. And I was like, nah, fuck that.
Bass is lame. But you get such, there's such, oh, fuck. I played bass in a rock band for a while. And it was so much fun.
Why don't you play bass?
Because Brandon, I want to play guitar. I'm better at guitar.
Why doesn't Brandon play bass then?
Because he doesn't want to play bass.
Do Secret Machines.
You can convince him to play bass.
I don't know him well enough.
Yeah, I mean, he wants to play guitar. So do I.
How do you guys split that up?
I mean, just kind of establish who plays what part.
You hand it off.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, nobody's lead guitar and nobody's rhythm guitar. It's just,
right,
you know, we can both handle both. So it's just kind of, you know, this is the part I play. This is the part you play.
And your set, does that consist of, it's got to have some cover tunes.
Yeah.
Is it like an 80-20 cover tunes to originals or what is it?
Yeah. I'd say that. Yeah, about that. That makes sense.
Is there a following for your originals yet?
Ugh.
Not quite.
Not really. I mean, there's people that listen, you know, that will sometimes say, hey, this song just came up on my iPod. Crazy, you know?
Yeah.
But, like, I'm awful at promotion and marketing. I suck at it.
What does it mean to be good at marketing and promotion for a band? That's something I really...
Just to get the songs out there, to be pushy, you know, to kind of like, hey, this is our song. You know,
yeah, but to who? Who are you saying that to?
Oh, well, I mean, anyone and everyone. Anybody. Just make sure, like, I mean, you don't know who's going to like it.
Hey,
who
you,
won't.
Milkman.
Yeah, right, exactly. Here's an EP, fucker. But, yeah, thanks for the milk.
Go back to 1973.
Yeah. How do you still have a job? In a down economy,
who's
how are you
paying for milkmen, for fuck's sake?
Really? Who doesn't understand Google or fucking, what is that grocery getting service?
Peapod?
Yeah, that one. Yeah. Fucking hire them.
Something like that. Green pea. Peapod.
We hate milkmen for some reason. Fire the milkman!
I remember milkmen as a kid. You were probably too young for that. Yeah, we had this big metal box outside of our door. We did, and the milk would be dropped off. It was like a magic thing, and being
a
kid,
a magic thing.
Well, we didn't know what the fuck it was. I mean, it was just this big metal box outside of everybody's
and it just
door.
Made bottles with
it
milk.
Made
in
milk.
Them.
It made milk bottles.
We're kind of clipping over there.
Oh, are we?
Yeah.
Damn it! That was a good joke.
Yeah, it was a good joke.
No, it wasn't that good.
Shut down.
But, so no, it was this big metal, it was like a thin metal box. Like, you'd look at it like, what the fuck is this kind of a, what is this? And then we would just always throw shit in it.
What is that? There was a really big blob where you obviously clipped.
Ghosts.
And it's just, oh, it's fucking ghosts.
Yeah.
Going, you guys are lame.
It's not just ghosts. It's ghosts that are fucking.
Ghosts that are fucking. Oh, have a good time, ghosts. Hope you're enjoying your, you know, your, your.
You sounded all like 20s.
Hey, have a good time there, ghosts.
Dateline.
Fuck line. I was going to say, the date's way beyond. I mean,
our boys in blue are really pushing the front line, and these ghosts are fucking.
Yep. And we're just going to bomb the shit out of Japan. Don't worry about it.
So, can I say the girlfriend?
Yeah.
So, the girlfriend is in Italy.
Rome, yeah.
Well.
Well, yes, you're correct. I didn't say you were wrong.
Why Rome?
No, she's in Rome.
Yeah, she's in the country of Rome.
Yeah, right. I don't know. She's just... vacation.
Just fucking around?
Yeah. She's there for 9 days.
Well.
Yeah.
Family?
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
To see family or with family?
With family.
All right.
Yep. Just, you know, kind of shit around on spring break.
Like a big family band sort of a deal?
Yeah. Yes. Absolutely. they're getting a private tour of the catacombs in Rome.
What do they do in the catacombs? That's where they bury bodies?
Yeah, pretty essentially.
Wow.
It's like the underground crypt, supposedly.
And,
so, well, not supposedly. That's what it is.
That's what it really is.
Yeah.
It's the Colosseum and all that stuff.
Yep, she's going to the Colosseum. She's going to the Vatican.
Well, good for her.
I hope she poops on it. Just right in the middle of the square, St. Peter's Square. Just poop right on the floor.
I think the actual Vatican is really a small puppy that they elect every year. And they call that the Vatican.
Yeah.
And everyone just sort of lives where they live. That's my understanding.
What a system. That's creative.
That's kind of funny because they don't necessarily take themselves as seriously as a lot of the world takes them. And that's, you know, it's cool. It's kind of an inside joke.
Yeah. Yeah.
So are we still codenaming her name as Andrew?
No. Okay. First of all, there's no we in this statement. It is solely you, sir. Thank you. And
we are all agents of the Extra Team Power, my friend.
And when the dossiers come down. No, don't dossier
from
me.
From on high.
Don't dossier me, you asshole. No.
We codename everybody to protect the lives of the innocent.
Oh, then how come I'm Jay and she's Andrew? Huh? Why isn't she A? Huh?
Because she's not an agent.
Well, then make her a fucking agent. I don't know.
No, she can't be unless she's on the show.
What?
Unless she's on the show.
She was Skyped on the show.
Yeah, but I haven't published that one yet. I haven't even listened to that one yet.
Because, you know, by the time you release the... Oh, wait, you were going to wait for it, weren't you?
What was I going
to
do?
Were you going to wait for it to put it up? The one with Andy in it?
Yeah, but I can't remember why.
Boy, we know how to run this shit. We know how this works up and down.
I don't make the rules.
I am the rules.
I'm just the senior agent.
Oh.
I am the Sterling Archer, and you can be...
Don't say Lana. I'm going to kill you if you say Lana. I'm going to fucking... I yelled at me when I said Quadroon.
I meant the other girl. That's right. You didn't say that. Quadroon.
Oh, man.
All right, so...
Yes, Andy. We can call her Andy now.
We can call her Andy.
For that is her name. Andrea, for all you... people listening in.
Andy, I guess that works.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad it has your seal of approval. I guess that's okay.
I have a weird thing with names, dude. I mean, you know, like you introduced her as the codename Andrew, and...
No, I didn't.
That wasn't you?
No, that wasn't me. Why would I introduce the girl I'm dating as Andrew? Kind of an idiot, am I?
I'm pretty sure it was this whole thing about...
I didn't do it.
I don't want to make... You know, I want to make sure this doesn't get out.
Yeah, I never called her Andrew. I remember that. I remember the...
Actually, you never said anything like that.
Yeah.
That was Dan. Dan was a little paranoid about bringing out the name of his stepdaughter, and you know, and that was fine.
Yeah.
And then I just assumed that you would also be doing that.
Yeah.
And so I was helping you.
Oh, you were helping me.
I was. I took my own time out of my day.
You're welcome.
So when does she come back?
She's coming back the 30th. So Saturday.
When did she leave then?
Last Thursday.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Cool, man.
Yep, so I'm doing that whole fucking Rome. God damn it.
You're fucking thing. Rome?
Yeah, I'm just sticking it in Rome. It's, but yeah.
I mean, where are you from? You're from Rome?
Good, come here. Bend over.
My girlfriend's gone. Her name's Andrew. To protect the innocent.
My girlfriend's gone. Her name's Andrew. And then they were confused.
All right, so she's in Rome. She comes back a week from today.
Yep.
Are you guys, you know, talking to each other, Facebooking?
I mean, when we can, with the time difference. And,
oh, right.
7 hours?
Shit, ahead,
yeah. Seven or 8 hours ahead, I'm not sure. I know Paris is 7. I don't know if it's in the same time zone.
Are they just sticking to Rome, or are they going to branch out?
I don't know. I think she's just been saying Rome, so I assume so. But you it's not like Rome is this, you know, city block or anything.
Well, I don't want to brag or anything, but the name Aiello literally means from the land of Aiello.
Really?
It does.
Wow.
And around Rome, like
wait a minute.
In the south.
Aiello means from the land of Aiello?
Yeah.
So that means from the land of, from the land of?
Yes.
Now no, I'm just
but
puzzled.
If you actually look at Google Maps, there are actually little hamlets named Aiello.
No kidding.
Yeah.
That's so, kind of cool.
That is pretty cool, but they're way in the south. I don't know.
Are you blood related to them?
Yeah, that's where we're from. We're from
Calabria. That's neat.
It is pretty cool. I don't know that we have any people there. Still.
Yeah.
I'm sure we do. Yeah. But, like, if I were to drop in, they'd be like, who the fuck are you?
Yeah,
they'd
right.
be like, it's cool.
They're Italian. They'd be like, oh, your family, okay! You know, they'll just, you know, they'll be fucking overjoyed.
So, yeah, if she just goes a little south.
Huh.
Days south, days trip south.
I'm Naples and Sicily. That's
really?
Where I'm from.
Are you Italian as well?
Mm-hmm.
Greco
50%.
Oh, okay.
Greco means Greek in Italian.
Mm.
So... Yes, I am 50% Italian.
You're named after the wrestling.
Oh, boy, that joke is so fresh. So fresh and new.
How many times have I told that joke?
I don't give a shit how many times you've told that joke. I give a shit how many times I've heard that joke, which is frequently. So.
Well, I didn't even know that was Italian. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
You're 50%, and then what's the other part?
50% Italian... 25% German, 24% Polish, and then 0.01 everything else.
It's not point. What?
It's a joke. I mean, it's there's a lot of other things in that 1%.
It sounded like bad math to me.
Well, it's a joke. It doesn't have to be accurate if it's a joke.
I get you.
Yeah, all right. it's
we're all cool.
Yeah, it's
put the knife back.
Jump down my throat about it, won't you? What are you looking for over there?
My tablet.
Tablet?
Yeah.
Is your tablet taboo?
That's what I have all my notes on.
Oh. Don't
be jealous.
Oh, I am jealous.
So, conspiracy theories.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Here we fucking go.
No, maybe this just comes from my sister. This might be a non-topic, but my sister is completely... There was this thing that happened, I don't know, probably 6 weeks ago at this point. Eric Holder, who is the, I want to say he's the Secretary of Defense or,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. Yeah?
I think so.
Yeah. Said he was asked if there was any legal possibility of drones being used on the American, remember this whole flat?
Yes.
And he said, his letter was basically, well... There's
in extreme
no precedent,
circumstances,
but
yeah.
You know, and my sister is one of these. She's not right wing, but all of her conspiracy theories are based in right wing bullshit.
Does she listen to this?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
That's okay if she does. You know.
Okay. Holding tongues.
Code name, we'll call her Andrew.
Every female we don't want to mention will be referred to as Andrew or Slagathor.
So she has consistently on Facebook talked about, you know, how we're losing our rights and these drones coming down are going to kill us all and all this bullshit.
Yeah, because they're just going to randomly fire drones into cities.
What do you think? Is there any way to take somebody from that level of misunderstanding to understanding? Because what I asked her was, I said, you know, I said this is an extreme example, but 9/11, it is highly believed that Flight 93, the one that crashed in Ohio or Pennsylvania or whatever, was shot down because they had figured out what was going on,
right?
And they knew where that flight was. You know, they didn't know where it was going, but they knew that all the other flights had grounded, and this one was still out there and was out of control, and because of the cell phone conversations from people on board and whatnot. So a lot of people believe, and there's a lot of actual evidence that says that Bush or Secretary of Defense, Rumsfeld, somebody ordered we need to down this aircraft. And I said, you know, that might be an extreme example, but it's also an example of military actions against people of the United States.
There were a lot of hand quotes there, by the way, people.
Well, yeah. I mean, the whole thing was hand quoted because I'm quoting what people believe.
Right. You know,
I don't know what I believe as far as how that went. But, you know, I said if that was the case, if I was in charge and I knew that 1, 2, 3 airlines had hit targets, and there was still one out there that wasn't obeying commands, I would order the strike, because we're talking about 3,000 people in the trade centers. We're talking, it was 250 or 300 people in the Pentagon. You know, who knows where that plane was going.
Right.
And I said, do you think that was justified? Now, what do you think? And she didn't really have an answer to that. Because,
of course not, because she doesn't want to be put in that position.
Well, and the initial belief is so completely irrational in the first place.
Right.
It's all repeating sort of the bullshit of what goes on, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, I mean, I think that was a good chess move. I mean, what would you do in that situation?
Would I order the strike?
No, like if your mom was posting these things on Facebook saying,
oh,
you know, Obama's
if I was faced
us,
with that kind
and,
of
yes.
lack of reasoning.
Right.
I'm faced with that kind of lack of reasoning pretty frequently, and it takes every part of me not to engage them, because I really don't think there's a way of getting them out of that.
Right.
I think if they believe that now, why would they not believe it when given? Because when they're given facts, when they're given science and evidence, they go, no. This is what happened. Here's why.
Right.
But that didn't happen. No, they don't want you to know that's what happened.
Right.
So no matter what you give them,
there's no move that you can make.
Right. Exactly. There's no move where they go, oh.
Right.
You know, there's that doesn't happen. It's just, it's always going to be, no. You think that because it's been covered up to be that.
Yeah.
So whatever evidence, whatever, is going to be what they're denying to believe what they believe.
Well, and that kind of bridges into, I mean, not just conspiracy theories, because a lot of people would take conspiracy theories or theorists and just sort of kick them into a corner, you know, with a mental block.
Right.
Well, you're completely irrational. But then you think about, like, Fox News viewers that, you know, something like 40% of them still think that President Obama is not an American citizen. And, I mean, there's all this misinformation that just keeps getting repeated as propaganda.
Right.
Is there a strategy to combat that or a defense against that? I mean, from a psychological standpoint, I guess is what I'm asking.
Jesus. Well, I mean, really... Not to, I mean, I'm not making a joke when I say this.
Right.
But it's really an intelligence thing. Like, it's really, like, how do you... It's hard to say.
I think, though, it's split. I think it's split between intelligence and laziness.
Well, yeah, no. But, like, couldn't the laziness be due to the lack of intelligence?
Not always. I know some really
intelligent... No, I'm not saying 100% of the time, yeah.
Right, right. But yeah. I know some really intelligent people that just sort of get their information, quote-unquote, from Fox News or from right-wing propaganda. You know, their understandings of the sequester. And, you know, there was... I saw this one thing on Facebook. Somebody was, you know, comparing the dollar amount in the sequester, which is $85 billion, to, well, let's say you had a budget as a household of $1,000.
Right.
The sequester would be like $2.56. Well, that's a psychological manipulation This is what you can identify.
They're minimalizing.
With. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
And so they end up minimalizing $85 billion.
And that's the entirety of their strategies, really, is to minimalize their strategies to make them more relatable and understandable, and to maximize liberal democratic strategies to make them look more imposing.
See, I don't understand why this isn't reported on more.
Well, because, because fucking journalism has gone cowardly. Yeah. Like, I mean, there's...
American journalism.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's no... I mean, there's... What journalist can we say honestly goes out there and goes, no, fuck you.
Right.
Can you say what you're actually thinking here? Or, you know, or well, what do you mean?
I don't know if you, like, if you saw this. It was probably a couple of years ago. There was a... It was a British journalist that was reporting on something happening in the government here. And I want to say it was during the Bush regime. And... She asked a very non-politically correct question, and then she was brought on as a guest to Fox News, and Fox News, I don't know if you remember any of this.
I don't, that's not ringing a bell.
Well, Fox News was basically, I can't remember who the anchor was basically like trying to shame her as a British journalist, and saying, why would you use this sort of language? Why would you ask this question in this way? And it like, it took her a step back, and she said, why don't you use this language? Why aren't you trying to get to the actual root of the problem?
Yeah. Well, the first response is because Fox News is not news nor journalism.
Right.
Second of all, I mean, we've had this country's journalism and media and whatever has not only become incredibly shallow, but a total lack of bravery. And just encourage, you know, there's nothing.
Well, it's also, I mean, it's very sensationalist as
right,
well.
What's
the saying that if it bleeds, it leads.
Right.
That's the whole American journalism nutshell right there.
Totally. And that's, and like, I'm on a huge, this is slightly, you'll see where I'm going with this. Uh-huh. I'm on a really big Christopher Hitchens kick lately, as I mentioned earlier.
Right.
Christopher
Hitchens, for people that might not be aware, is anti-theist? Is that what?
Anti-theist, atheist, yeah. He was also a foreign correspondent for Vanity Fair for a long time.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That was his job. He's a journalist.
Oh.
Well,
I knew he was a journalist. I didn't know if he was writing for Vanity Fair.
Yeah, yeah. I know he was associated with Vanity Fair. I don't know if he was necessarily writing for them, but I know that he was a writer and involved with Vanity Fair.
Okay.
His just, like, immense bravery is just so inspiring to me lately, just because of how he, like, walks into the lion's den and says, fuck you, lions. You know, I mean, like, so frequently.
Give us an example.
His debates on with religious figures often take place at religious institutions. So the audience will be mostly religious.
Very hostile.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And he'll, or I don't know if hostile, but like assumed to be opposing him. You know, like
hostile
just
to his viewpoint.
Right. And he will not mince words at all. He will not think, oh, am I going to offend people with this?
Yeah.
No. This is what he believes. He believes it's right. If you don't like it, fuck you. You know, and he had this very matter-of-fact, you know, nonchalant way of putting things. Like, he repeatedly refers to heaven and God's view and God's, like, law and everything
right.
as a, what does he say, a urethral North Korea. You know?
What does that mean?
That it's that it's a dictatorship. That God can accuse you of thought crime and put you in hell for it.
Urethral?
What'd I say? Did I say that?
Yeah. You said a urethral, what did you say? thought, no, what'd you, God damn it, what'd you say?
North Korea.
Yeah, but it was your,
you That's said, not what I meant.
You said urethral.
That's not the right word. Whoa. Where'd that come from? What was I thinking? What was the word? Can't think of the word I meant.
Hang on, let's pause. I'm going to run it back. Hang on.
What the fuck?
All right.
What the fuck?
So we just ran it back to establish that Jesse did, in fact, say a urethral North Korea.
That's actually, yes, what Christopher Hitchens said. I didn't understand it either, but wow.
Urethral.
Unbelievable.
That's, it's like a kidney stone. it's, but it's, if you have an entire country
it's
in
like
your bladder.
It's like having Kim Jong-il all up in your shit.
You've got to shove an entire country through your urethra.
It's so awful being me. Like, I can't even...
Jesse, right now, for the Action Team Power Hour fans, is feeling a very urethral sense.
Shut up. Shut the fuck up. What was I meant? I don't know what I meant. I don't know what I was... What does he call it? Like,
I'm just glad I had the presence of mind to say, what does that mean? Instead of just sort of nodding.
That's not a thing.
Nodding like I knew what you were talking about.
Yeah, really.
It's not a thing.
Oh, God.
Nobody is described as urethral.
What does that mean?
Mm,
we should cut that.
Well, we'll cut parts of it.
Oh, shut the fuck up. God, what did I mean? Like a, see, now I'm so thrown off by the fact that I said that, I can't think of the word I meant.
Christopher Hitchens was saying...
I know what I was talking about, but well, what's the word that he uses?
Describe...
Like not supernatural, but like a otherworldly or like...
Ephemeral?
Maybe? No. Fuck, man.
It's probably urethral.
Shut up. Jesus Christ.
That's another word for supernatural?
Like, fuck, man.
That's what it is. It's a fuck man North Korea.
Yeah, a fuck man North Korea. It's a superhero. Fuck. I don't remember what the word is. It means like heavenly, essentially. It's another word for heavenly. It's spiritual North Korea, maybe.
Okay.
Something.
Where were you going with that? What was the original story?
Well, that he said that to a group of people live.
Yeah.
You know, to their faces. You know, and people, like, there were some people that laughed because it was ridiculous, but then there was some silence, you know, of
maybe
because
they didn't
deeply
understand
offended.
What he meant by urethral.
Shut up with the urethral!
I would be quiet.
I am eligible for Mensa! God damn it! I was verbally off the charts!
You were so sold on the memory of that word.
Well, I wasn't obviously was not thinking a lot about what I was saying because I was thinking about how it connected to fuck.
No, that's okay, dude. I've had urethral classes.
Shut
I've taken.
God damn it! Ah! God! Fucking damn it!
Oh my god! Oh, I love it. I can't even remember what he was saying. What was he saying about North Korea?
Because that heaven is like that.
Like North Korea?
And that's a dictatorship.
That
the simplest thing can damn you to hell. Shut up. I know you know.
No, shut up. I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, he was calling God a dictator and heaven a dictatorship.
He was making a comparison between the government of North Korea and the order of
the Lord,
the Christian/Catholic religion. Yeah.
Yes.
If you fuck up, then you're going to be fucked.
Right. If you're homosexual, you may have been born that way, but you were against God's law.
Where did, you know, urethral? Man.
Shut up about urethral.
Now I'm wondering where that came from.
I wasn't.
Something wasn't happening. God. Andrew will be very tickled.
Oh, God.
Tickled. You and Andrew can talk about your urethral.
Me and Andrew are going to kick the shit out of you. Jesus Christ.
Oh, everyone's got one. Welcome to your... This is the Jesse Awful Mistake Podcast.
Awesome. This is going to be the title, isn't it? Urethral North Korea. This is going to be the title.
That is a great title.
Yeah, shut the fuck up.
You just gave it out. Holy shit, that's what it totally is. Now I can't cut it.
Yeah, I know.
I'll cut parts of it.
I know.
All right.
Everybody thinks I'm an idiot now.
No, just our three listeners. UT, is that University of Texas?
I don't know.
Yes, Tennessee. University of Tennessee Sex Week funds cut after conservative backlash.
Oh, of course. Of course it's conservative backlash. They want to cancel out everything fun.
Are you offended?
What?
Or no, you're agreeing. I don't really understand. I just thought the...
What's Sex Week? What the fuck is Sex Week?
For our non-University of Tennessee listeners.
So all of them?
The schools... Student-produced Sex Week caught the attention of several national conservative websites outraged at scheduled events that included how many licks does it take, to discuss oral sex, a golden condom scavenger hunt, say that 10 times fast, and a drag show. You ever been in a drag show?
Did you say in or at?
In.
It's more likely that you said at.
You look surprised.
No. I've been in Midsummer Night's Dream, though.
Is there a drag in that?
Remember the guy dresses as a woman in the play, within a play at the end? Francis Flute.
Not really. I've done it. I just can't remember.
As a man named William Shakespeare once said.
So conservatives saw that this was happening at UT and said, well, fuck that shit.
Yeah, of course they did. Wait, so is it like an educational thing or is it a let's fuck a lot because it's fun thing?
I don't know. I don't know if it's a, hey, we're in college, let's all have sex thing. Includes more than 24 events from April 5th to 12th based on an online survey given to students. The goal is to, quote unquote, advocate for a comprehensive understanding of sex and
what
sexuality and cultivate dialogue on these topics.
Of course.
It sounds
educational.
Right. And we'll include a workshop on preventing sexual assaults, tips to practice safe sex, and free HIV testing.
Did I ever mention hating conservatives?
You know, I think it's just the billing, man. They're pissed off that it's called Sex Week.
I mean, if they're pissed off that it's just called Sex Week, then go, hey, change the name, not get rid of it.
Right.
And that, which says to me that they didn't understand what it was.
There was something, my dad turned me onto the site called Upworthy. Upworthy?
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'm on that.
Ryan Gosling had it was like an animated GIF thing where he was in an interview. And talking about the latest film he's in, which I can't remember.
Blue Valentine,
that apparently depicts a woman enjoying sex. right?
Yeah.
And because of that, it was given an NC-17 rating. And what he's saying in this interview is that we can depict a woman being raped or tortured or and just get an R, but to actually to have her enjoying the act, then it's an NC-17 because it's considered quote-unquote porno.
Yep.
Where are you at on that? I mean, obviously we're on the same page.
Well, yeah, I mean, but, I am as offended as he is by it. I mean, it's just fucking unbelievable that we would, that the audacity of that and the just fuck.
That was also, I mean, coincidentally, the basis of Kevin Smith's argument against the MPAA when he released Zack and Miri Make a Porno.
Mm-hmm.
And it was because it had the title Make a Porno, they wanted to give NC-17. Had nothing to do with the content of the film.
Nope.
And that was the basis of his argument when he fought, and he's fought three times for three different films to get a rating overturned and succeeded. Very rare. But his argument was, you know, we can show a woman being tortured, but we can't show this. It's a comedy film about two people trying to make rent, basically.
Right.
And got these things overturned on appeal. So, I don't know. I don't know who's producing or released Blue Velvet. No, not Blue Velvet.
Valentine.
Valentine Velvet. Velvet Valentine? Blue Valentine?
You'll get there one
day. Who cares?
Urethral Valentine?
That's what they said. We'll take the word urethral out of the title. This is the best one. Woman. I can't remember where this is. Oh, it's in Texas.
That was so dramatic just to die right
woman
there.
Woman burns down home, setting snake on fire.
That sounds like whoever wrote the headline wanted it not to make any sense at all. Like, I'm just going to write words.
This is apparently a real story where some chick in Liberty, Eylau, I don't know, Texas, a snake wandered inside her house.
Oh, I like where this is going.
This is a quote. She saw the snake, threw gasoline on the snake, lit the snake on fire. End quote. Bowie County Sheriff's Deputy Randall Baggett told KSLA, quote, the snake went into the brush pile. Her call on 911 is brilliant. The snake went into the brush pile, and the brush pile caught the home on fire, end quote. The woman, whose home was located on Will Smith Road, who cares? Oh, because it's Will Smith, right? Can be heard on 911 recording explaining what happened, according to OKC Fox. Quote, we were trying to kill a snake with fire. It done caught the home.
What a bunch of brain trusts.
The 911 chick said, caught the home? And she said, yes, the house is on fire. Could you hurry up, please? She burned up a part of her neighbor's house,
at least
too.
She's still polite.
Well, yes. Even in the throes of crisis.
Yeah.
Eylau or whatever, Texas, they're very polite when they're burning up snakes.
Yeah, probably had something to do with it. Satan was probably thrown in there somewhere.
Now, this is Texas.
Nominal. I know.
You know, the seat of gun ownership. And apparently, jugs of gasoline in your house. Ownership.
That's a good point. I'm glad I had these jugs of gasoline in case a snake came in.
There was another story. It was from Alabama about... the headline was like, Alabama, marry your cousin, illegal to brew home beer. Or something like that. Yeah. They actually just put out another law in Alabama that said home brewers cannot exist in Alabama. But they're allowed to marry their first cousins. Everyone there has got a gun.
You see where priorities get a little fucked up
it's
here?
It's a little weird, man.
Yeah. Because who's not going to Alabama?
I mean, I'll be the first one on the record to say I'll burn a snake anytime.
I do that for shits and giggles.
I'll buy a snake from the pet shop, burn it up.
and send a video to PETA.
With my home gasoline.
With my jugs of gasoline that I very clearly labeled burning snakes.
PETA's like the Scientology of animal protection, man. Have you seen their, like, their animal protection videos.
Yeah.
The big slaughterhouse stuff.
And yeah.
Weren't they the ones, there was a rumor, I remember when I was a kid, I'm sure it came out during your term in high school as well, that McDonald's had genetically created these chickens without heads.
Yeah, I remember that. Oh, that was hilarious. Oh, my God. Yep.
That was around when I was a kid.
That was hilarious. I forgot
these
about that.
These non-chicken chickens.
I don't even know what to say about that.
Oh, there was something else. They had no heads and, no bones or something like that.
Then they're not chickens. Then they're an amorphous blob
of
mass.
They're chicken guys from Half-Life. Yeah. You ever play the Half-Life game?
Yeah. It doesn't make any fucking sense to call those chickens. We're defending the rights of those...
of the non-chicken chickens.
I'm sure they even put hearts in them, too. Hearts and livers, and yeah.
I just can't remember what the point of that, what that urban legend was about. I just remember that it was McDonald's, and instead of slaughtering chickens, they genetically created the super race of non-chickens or whatever.
With no heads. No bones. If anything marks a superior race of anything... it's to be without heads. Hitler had it all wrong. He should have just decapitated all the Aryans.
Or, yeah, right. Or created
that would have saved a lot of
Aryan
time.
Race with no heads.
Yeah,
that
right.
That would be awesome.
Boy, that would have... holy shit. World War
I. Himmler! I know. There's no blonde hair, no blue eyes. But...
I put it in this jar.
Their urethras are fantastic.
The hyper-evolved urethras.
Himmler! Why aren't you answering me?
All the book burning are just like anatomy.
Yeah, he's just there.
Yeah.
Just please. Oh, God, if he calls me, just tell him to fuck off. Tell him I'm busy, please, for fuck's sake.
God.
Okay, so big news with the power hour here.
Envelope.
Got the envelope that I did open, and I did look at it before here. So, Power Hour, and you got a non-disclosure you got to fill out. But we have a paid sponsor.
Whoa.
Fisher Enterprises. They're out in New
York. Wait, is this for children?
Huh? Right. No, they're like a pharmaceutical. I don't know if they're a manufacturer or distributor or they're just the sort of the ad company.
Yeah.
They heard our podcast off of Stitcher.
Okay.
I got an email, I want to say it was late February, from Jessica Farrell.
That's actually me.
Oh, is it you?
Yeah, code. You're
faking us out?
Yeah. Sorry.
She was interested in how we do our stuff. And how we...
You mean without any sort of guidelines or organization whatsoever?
No, it was the Doomsday episode.
Oh,
she loved the Doomsday episode.
Okay. Where we put sandbags and windows out in the
yes.
line. Yes.
Oh, and I want to do a, on Facebook, there's a thing where you can make comics.
Yeah. Oh, dude.
Wouldn't it be awesome?
Yes.
I'm
with
one
you.
For the Doomsday
I'm
one.
With you on that.
And I signed up for the official site where you can actually do multi-panel stuff. It's not just the one thing. I'm thinking about doing stuff.
Oh, I would like that.
But so she emailed me late February. We talked about I'm not sure. I don't know if they're a manufacturer because I don't know any pharmaceutical manufacturers in Manhattan. They might just be an ad company. But we have a script. We got a copy here for a live read. And she wants to hear us do it.
What is it? What? Let me see it.
It's a little... No, we're just going to go for it, man.
Well, I got to read it to...
We're gonna live do it, and then we're going to do it until it's right.
Okay.
And it's a little funny.
Okay. Give me fucking paper.
So after listening to us, she wants you to play Todd, and I'm going to play Terry on this.
Okay.
All right.
I'm Todd.
You're Todd.
I'm Todd.
All right. So we're just going to... Well, I'm going to give it to you, and we're just going to go.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
All right. Go.
Man, great time, Terry. Someday I'll find a way to stop that jump shot.
Yeah, it's like a we played basketball. Do it
oh, I got that from Jump Shot. Thank right. you.
Do it one more time. Come on, we got to do this. It's a live thing.
Yeah, I know. But okay, all right, okay. Man, great game, Terry. Someday I'll find a way to stop that jump shot.
Thanks, Terry. You're almost there. Hey, a couple of guys and I are going ahead to the mountain bike trails. You
wait,
should
wait,
come along.
Wait. Why are we both Terry?
Huh?
Man, great game, Terry.
Wow,
thanks,
that's
Terry.
That's got to be a typo.
Yeah.
Thanks. Okay, start over.
Yeah, so I'm Todd.
You're Todd.
Yeah. Can we keep all this? Can we just send this send her the entire thing?
That'd be awesome.
Oh, that'd be great. Okay. Man, great game, Terry. Someday I'll find a way to stop that jump shot.
Thanks, Todd. You're almost there. Hey, a couple of guys and I are going ahead of the mountain bike trails. You should come along.
Oh, man, I would, but I'm having that problem.
What? Anal man.
Well, there's more. Why is there more? Please, let's do the whole thing. Please. Wait, this isn't supposed to be funny, is it?
No. it's like a PSA commercial or something. Alright, let's start over.
Okay.
Let's try to get it in our heads that it'll be funny tomorrow. Right? The old stand-up.
But it's funny now, too. Okay.
It's pretty right. funny. Oh, my God.
Okay, all right.
This is copyrighted. Oh, my God.
I want that job.
So, just to catch everybody up.
Wait, are we... Oh, we gotta send this whole thing to her.
We're trying to record a live... a live ad placement. For Fisher Enterprises that apparently deals with medicine to do with anal fissures.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, Jessica Farrell. You fucking bitch.
Oh,
all right.
And we have automatically lost our first sponsorship.
I'll cut that part out.
Okay.
All right, let's start over. Okay. We're going to do it again. For real. Okay. It'll be funny tomorrow.
Yes, it will.
Get tough.
Okay. I'm a man. What? You said get tough. I'm tough like a man.
I'm a man. With your urethra. All right, go ahead.
Okay, all right, all right.
We can do this. It's like a 15 second spot, dude.
I know, but the middle is gold. The middle is gold. All right, why would he guess that?
That's my big speech.
Out of all
too.
The things to guess, I'm having that problem. Like, I mean, what you and the wife ad again? No, anal fissures. Like, I mean, why would he just say anal fissures? What kind of an asshole just assumes?
I like to think that this is...
Like, oh, the reason why you can't get that jump shot is you and your anal fissures. Like, I mean, what the fuck is this horseshit?
Oh,
okay,
God.
All right, okay.
All right, go.
Okay. Man, great game, Terry. Someday I'll find a way to stop that jump shot.
Thanks, Todd. You're almost there. Hey, a couple of guys and I are going ahead of the mountain bike trails. You should come along. It's going to be funny tomorrow. Go.
Oh, man, I would, but I'm having that problem.
What? Anal fish?
I'm going to throw up. Oh, my God. Okay, seriously. Okay.
All right. We'll cut in from there.
It's not helping that I'm seeing Fisher Enterprises at the top of the thing. That does not help at all. Okay. All right. Seriously.
All right. Go from the... Well, just go from the top.
Okay. Well, it's got to be live, so we have to go from the top. Okay.
This is going to take 3 hours.
Yeah, it is. We're going to get to that one line each time.
Man.
Okay. This is like the Leather Monkey line almost. No, this is better. All right, okay. Man, great game, Terry. Someday I'll find a way to stop that jump shot.
Thanks, Todd. You're almost there. Hey, a couple guys and I are going ahead of the mountain bike trails. You should come along.
Oh, man, I would, but I'm having that problem.
What, anal fissures?
Come on now.
I was catching it.
I totally got it.
Oh, I was
catching
it.
One more time.
We're there. We're getting there. It's, oh, God. Okay. All right. Okay. Man, great game, Terry. Someday I'll find a way to stop that jump shot.
Thanks, Todd. You're almost there. Hey, a couple guys and I are going ahead of the mountain bike trails. You should come along.
Oh, man, I would, but I'm having that problem.
What, anal fissures?
Yeah, they just...
I keep coming back!
Todd's got a TMI problem.
This guy
problem.
Needs to go straight to fucking The Onion or Saturday Night Live or something fantastic where there's comedy.
Oh,
my God.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
We're guys.
Okay.
Guys talking about anal fishing.
Two guys having a totally normal conversation.
Showering after basketball.
We have wives. It's okay. Okay. Showering after basketball. Okay.
Here we go. Take eight.
Okay. Man, great game, Terry. Someday I'll find a way to stop that jump shot.
Thanks, Todd. You're almost there. Hey, a couple guys and I are going ahead of the mountain bike trails. You should come along.
Oh, man, I would, but I'm having that problem.
What? Anal?
You were able to read it twice.
I flipped back to the idea that anybody would be asking somebody else.
<You're> right. Right.
I mean, oh man, are you getting weaned off your antidepressants again? Like, I mean...
What, do you have an enlarged urethra?
Oh man, the cancer's out of remission, is it? No, I have anal fissures.
All right, I'm there. I'm ready.
Are you sure? Are you sure?
I got it.
Man, great game, Terry. Someday I'll find a way to stop that jump shot.
Thanks, Todd. You're almost there. Hey, a couple guys and I are going ahead to the mountain bike trails. You should come along.
A couple guys?
What's wrong with that now?
We're going to talk about anal fissures there, too, and then we're going to try some out. Is that cool? All right. Okay. Oh, my back hurts. Okay. Man, great game, Terry. Someday I'll find a way to stop that jump shot.
Thanks, Todd. You're almost there. Hey, a couple guys in there going to the mountain bike trail. You should come along. Come on,
you
Todd.
You laughed during the line.
Well, I can see you. I can see you looking down at your guitar.
What?
All right, one more time.
Okay, all right, okay. Man, great game, Terry. Someday I'll find a way to stop that jump shot.
Thanks, Todd. You're almost there. Hey, a couple guys and I are going ahead to the mountain bike trails. You should come along.
Oh, man. I would, but I'm having that problem.
What? Anal fissures? I can't laugh during that line.
No, you can't.
That makes Terry seem like a total asshole.
Yeah, right. What is your stupid... What, your anal fissures back? You queer?
All right.
Okay, all right. Yeah.
We're never going to get through all
of this. No way. It's going to take us 3 days. All right. Okay. Man, great game, Terry. Someday I'll find a way to stop that jump shot.
Thanks, Todd. You're almost there. Hey, a couple guys and I are going to the mountain bike trail. You should come along.
Oh, man, I would, but I'm having that problem.
What, anal fissures?
Yeah, they just keep coming back.
That's okay, Todd. A little... I'm just going to cut in from that line.
Yeah, okay.
That's okay, Todd. A lot of my friends...
You saw it coming! Okay.
Oh, this speech is so long.
This is fantastic. It's three lines! It's
oh my God, we can't get through single lines, dude.
Fisher King! Oh, fuck. Okay, all right, okay.
That's okay, Todd. A lot of my friends have anal fissures. You need to try Fisher King. It's the...
This is so retarded.
I know!
That's okay, Todd. That's okay, Todd. A lot of my friends have anal fissures. You need to try Fisher King. It's the only anal fissure medicine available over the counter with lanolin. Fisher King will get you back on that bike before you know it.
But how about my hemorrhoids? What the fuck is with this guy's ass? You know, the more I read this, the more I'm thinking that Todd is just a pathetic human being. He's losing at basketball consistently.
He probably lives in his mom's basement.
Lots of World of Warcraft. Lots.
Star Trek conventions.
Yeah, right, right. He's probably had the mumps.
Mumps.
Probably looks like Elephant
Man.
I
wanted to get the mumps because of the Brady Bunch episode. Marcia got the mumps.
Okay, you did that, Fisher.
Yeah, I got that pretty good.
Before you know it, was right. Good. So I'll just start from there. All right.
Rock it out.
I know, I'm just reading it further so I know what's coming.
You've got to put it out of your head. You've just got to mindlessly repeat what's in front of your face.
Oh, fuck. Like Fox News. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I can do it. I believe.
And go.
But how about... It's so bad! Okay, all right, okay. I'm dizzy. But how about... Okay. Ugh. That is not helping. Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Shut up, you. All right. But how? I can't do it.
Come on, be an actor. Act your way through this.
But how about my hemorrhoids?
I don't think Todd finds that funny.
Terry
finds it fucking hilarious.
Oh, my God. But how about my hemorrhoids?
You're almost there.
But how about my hemorrhoids? A lot of anal fissure.
This is an extraordinarily difficult line.
It really is. Flames. The issues I have down there.
Put yourself in his skin.
If I was in his skin, A, I would not be playing basketball. B, I would not be talking to my friend about anal fissures.
In the shower.
Who for some reason knows a lot about them.
Especially not while jacking off.
Yeah, right. This circle jerk just makes things weird. Okay. What is my motivation? Okay.
All right.
But how?
Come on, Todd.
But how about my hemorrhoids? A lot of anal fissure medicine. Oh, I almost had it. Okay. But how about my hemorrhoids? Oh, my voice cracked.
Yeah.
Okay.
That exciting.
I love my hemorrhoids. Okay. But how about my hemorrhoids? A lot of anal fissure medicine inflames the issues I have down there.
Good job.
I almost went like this. I almost went, inflames the issues I have down there. I almost did that. I almost did it.
All right. I think we could knock this out all the way to the bottom here. Ready?
Yeah.
Fisher King is clinically deaf. Yeah, now I just can't say the fucking words.
Nope.
Fisher King is clinically tested. Existing posterior issues are completely unaffected by the use of Fisher King.
Thanks, Terry. I'll give it a try.
Sorry, I cleared my throat there. Fisher King is clinically tested. God damn it.
Well, I can see exterior.
Fisher King is clinically tested. Existing posterior issues are completely unaffected by the use of Fisher King.
Thanks, Terry. I'll give it a try.
All right, then they got their little medical disclaimer. And then it's me. Todd! How's...
Todd, your anal fissure's coming out! You right there?
Yeah. I think this is a typo. Todd, I think it's just, I saw you on the trail.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Todd and Terry share a laugh. Son of a bitch. We can't read these with any comedic flair at all.
No, this is like a... It's like a real deal, dude.
Awful.
Todd, I saw you on the trail. You're back on the bike?
Yeah, thanks to Fisher King. Hey!
We made it!
I said hey, hey, though.
No, it's okay. They were sharing a laugh.
Yeah, I guess so. Oh, I don't know many people who laugh at hey, 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 though.
So, yeah.
That's fucking amazing.
That's fantastic, man.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, these, are we going to put any of this in the episode?
Yeah, it's all going to be in the episode.
Oh, beautiful.
Because actually, it's all fake. I wrote all this shit out.
Did you really? Yeah.
I went on Facebook an hour before you got here, and I was like, hey, does anybody know the phrase, it'll be funny tomorrow? If anyone understands that, please tell me other strategies to not laugh at my own fucking jokes.
I saw that!
I encoded it, because I thought he might see this on his way over.
I saw that!
I just wanted to get you on recording talking about anal fish. I made the letterhead. I did all this shit, man.
Yeah, oh, my God. Holy shit.
I found, for anybody in the audience, I actually, found online, I printed off non-disclosure agreements with the actual company name on it and whatnot, so it all looks very official in case Jesse saw, stuff just hanging around.
Jesus Christ.
You did a great job as Todd, man.
Thank you.
If you ever had anal fissures.
Right. I know this is the episode where we make a huge fool out of me, right? So this is where I make a fool out of me at the beginning, and then the second half is just, let's read this bullshit script that I wrote before you came
over. We'll treat it as an audition for other paid advertisements that want to come out to the Action Team Power Hour.
Get the
hour.
Fuck out of here. Jesus Christ.
I was trying to rehearse this alone in the kitchen, and I was fucking cracking up. I talked to Alex. I'm like, he called me when he saw that thing because he thought it was like.
And then when you were saying right now, it'll be funny tomorrow. It'll be funny tomorrow. Yeah, yeah. I was okay.
I didn't realize. Wow, that was a slip up on my part then because I didn't realize.
Well, I figured what you were saying to me is we'll laugh about it later. Let's just get through it.
Right.
Like that's what I figured you were saying.
I was just trying to put myself through the joke.
That was fucking genius. Fucking genius.
I was trying to figure out how I was going to sell it to you, man. How I was just totally not going to find out.
I can't believe I didn't see any holes in
it. And then I told Alex, it's like, I've just got to find this as hilarious as he's going to find it. And that's going to be my only way.
Yeah.
The only hope I have.
And I totally didn't help by analyzing the motivations of Todd. And why Terry would ask anal fissures immediately. Holy shit.
So that's our first ad placement.
That's hilarious.
I'll probably montage our multiple takes into...
Wait, isn't lanolin the stuff that you mentioned last week?
No, is it?
Didn't you mention that in the last episode?
In the St. Patrick's Day? Lanolin?
Isn't that so. What is that?
Isn't that like a skin creamy thing? Lanolin?
I thought... I'm just thinking Anchorman. What, lanolin?
No, no.
That's your name?
No, no. That was something else. That was the fabric. Something like sheep's wool is the name. Is the line.
Yeah, right. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about.
Lanolin. Maybe it was lanolin.
I think it's lanolin. I'm pretty sure it is. I was like, Anchorman.
I thought that I'd come
What's
up with
the shit, the drug, the old, you know,
turn of the century drug you were talking about last time.
Laudanum.
Laudanum. That's it. That's what I was thinking it was.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
No, I was actually going for some sort of skin creamy sort of a
holy fuck
thing. You're right. Lanolin is the sheep's wool thing.
I thought this was just merciless. Like, I mean,
well, then looking at it, I'm like, fuck, two typos. I had two typos in there.
Yeah, right. How did I not? Wow. God damn. Holy shit. You even planted that seed before we recorded, too.
What do you mean?
I have weird news.
Oh, yeah, yeah, right, right.
We're walking up
big
here.
News, big news about, Christ. Yeah. I didn't want to get too much into it, and then, yeah.
Is that why you weren't facing me when you were talking about it? Totally. You son of a bitch!
I know the moves, man.
You were facing the computer the entire time.
There's no micro expression from my ass.
It flexed a couple times. Oh, my God.
Yeah, no, I knew that there was no way I'd be able to hide anything. I wouldn't be able to look you in the eye.
No wonder. I was... Fuck, you got me. Jesus Christ. This is fucking great.
That was our black flag operation.
Your black flag operation that was targeting me. Was this like our weird way of putting me on a burn notice? Like what? Yeah. Oh my God.
No, I just thought it'd be fun. See if we could pull off a little prank. And
holy shit.
Agent J.
That went great. Holy shit. Ah.
So, that's all I got for this episode. Do you have anything you want to... Yeah, no?
Well, I look like a big old doofus
no,
in this episode.
No, not at
that's
all.
Sure.
Relax.
Urethral. Yeah, see? Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, well, that's not your quote. That's you misquoting somebody else. But in your head, that's what he was saying.
That's not at all what he was saying in my head. That's just a word I said for some...
Oh, North Korea. Why are you so urethral all the time?
What, hold on. What is the word? It's... ethereal. Ethereal.
Ethereal.
Ethereal is what I meant. Jesus. See, it's close, at least.
It is very close. You just don't pass urine through ethereal things.
You don't know. You don't know that.
You're right.
You have no way of proving that.
When every time it rains, it comes through God's urethra.
So God's just giving us one big golden shower all the time.
He's got a beer bong. And
loves peeing on England. Ethereal.
Ethereal, not urethral.
God fucking
they're
geez.
Very close.
But see,
different vowels and more letters, and you'd be there.
There, oh, shut up. It is close. Shut up. Shut your mouth, sir.
All right. This has been Agent Jesse's baptism.
What?
Episode.
I've already been baptized, thank you.
Well, you know. It's your hazing. You're hazing.
Why wasn't I hazed months ago?
You're the youngest agent.
So?
You're probably going to be hazed until you're the oldest agent.
That doesn't make any sense. That doesn't make any sense at all.
So, from the Asher Team Power Hour, I'm Tony.
I'm Jesse. Fuck.
And fuck you, people.
And fuck you, all fuck you fuck, people fuck. That will find humor in my misfortune.
We'll talk to you next time.